Un livre de repas riche en protéines a été créé par 3 expertes en nutrition à l'Université de l'Alberta. Ces repas protéinés aideraient les personnes atteintes du cancer à vaincre cette maladie. Pour nous parler de ce livre, Anissa Armett, diététiste et doctorante en nutrition et métabolisme de l'Université de l'Alberta, est avec nous pour nous en parler. Hi, Mrs. Armett.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
No problem. It's a pleasure. First of all, I would like to know how came the idea to create the cookbook for patients with cancer?
Sure. So if I can speak on behalf of Dr. Carla Prado, she a few years ago visited a colleague in Ireland. Her name is Dr. Ryan. And her lab in Ireland had created a few cookbooks that were directed for patients with cancer, and the recipes were high in protein as well as in high in calories. And Dr. Prado was really inspired by the idea, especially, you know, considering that oftentimes research isn't freely available and usable by the public, but a cookbook certainly can be used by a number of people. And so she wanted to bring the idea back here and try to develop a cookbook here that contained recipes that were high in protein, but not necessarily high in calories, because her research previously has shown that, at least in Alberta, that a number of patients with cancer don't necessarily need to gain weight and therefore need higher calorie recipes, but they do certainly have higher protein needs. And that's why our cookbook is designed to be high in protein, but not necessarily high in calories. And so she was inspired by the idea of her colleague, and we created it here to be used for Albertans with cancer.
How long it took you to work on that book until its release?
So the project initially started in 2017, but because it was all volunteer run, you know, sometimes it would fall off the side of our desk, so to speak, and other priorities came up. But everybody involved was volunteer. There was nobody paid to do any of this work. And so it took us a few years over the course of the years. But again, it wasn't necessarily the focus of our work for those entire 5 years. But yeah, so it was just published on May 20th of this year.
You were 3 to work on this. You, Anissa Armett, Hillary Wilson, and Carla Prado. Do you have any specific role in that writing of the book?
Yeah, so Hillary Wilson, she was the one who created the recipes and analyzed them for their nutritional information. And so she curated all of the recipes that were included in the cookbook. And then myself, I was brought on for the food photography and food styling aspect of the cookbook. So I took all of the pictures that are included for all of the recipes. And then along with Hillary and a number of volunteers that were on our team, we tested all of the recipes. So we cooked them in our kitchen, made sure all of the recipes worked out. And we edited the cookbook as well, made sure that all of the recipes were correct. And then we also had a graphic designer involved in our cookbook, and she's a very well-known Edmontonian. Her name was Julie Rohr. Not sure if you or any of your listeners are familiar with her story, but a few years ago she was introduced to Dr. Prado, and they quickly became friends. And Julie herself was diagnosed with a rare cancer, and she outlived her cancer diagnosis by a number of years, but she really had a passion for nutrition and health herself. And so we brought her on to our cookbook project so that she could design the initial layout and colors and everything of the cookbook. Now, unfortunately, Julie passed away before the cookbook project could be completed. But her designs, the colors, everything that you see in the cookbook today were really her initial vision. And so we were really grateful for her help as well in the cookbook. But other than that, again, we just had a number of volunteer students and members of the community, colleagues that all really helped out over the course of these past 5 years to see this cookbook be published as it is today.
before we move on, I just want to wish you my sympathies towards her. It's unfortunate to hear that.
Thank you so much.
The following question is about the protein meal. Why a high protein meal or animal protein meal is good for someone that deals with this disease?
Mm-hmm. So protein is essential for all of us. It's especially important for our muscle health because protein and the building blocks of protein, amino acids, are what make up our muscles. But especially for patients with cancer, they have higher protein needs because oftentimes if they're undergoing cancer treatment, those medications that they're on are often metabolized by muscles. And so it's really important to have a higher amount of muscle mass during cancer treatment so that patients don't experience the same or a higher amount of toxicity for those cancer drugs. But at the same time, protein is what makes up, you know, all of our cells in our body and especially our immune cells. And so during cancer treatment, of course, it's very important that the immune system is functioning as well as it can. And so protein helps with that. Now, specifically, animal proteins are particularly important, especially during cancer treatment, because animal proteins have a higher what's called anabolic potential for muscle growth. And so compared to plant-based proteins, animal proteins like meat, poultry, dairy, eggs, those are all going to help muscles grow better than plant-based proteins would. Now, we're not saying that somebody only has to consume animal protein during cancer treatment, but it's very important to get those high quality proteins in the diet. And they're higher quality because they contain all of the essential amino acids, again, those building blocks of protein. And so our cookbook really focuses on animal proteins for that reason.
Even if vegetarian protein are not as effective as animal proteins, do you have any vegetarian options in your cookbooks?
Yes, for sure. And I should say that we don't necessarily recommend all animal-based proteins. Research in our lab thinks that a mixture of both animal and plant-based proteins is ideal during cancer treatment. And so in our cookbook, we have a number of recipes that are vegetarian. They're not vegan, so they still contain eggs or dairy, but there are a number of recipes that don't contain meat. And so again, because those vegetarian options still provide those essential amino acids through yogurt or milk or eggs, they can also be used to maintain or improve muscle health during cancer treatment.
Finally, did you already receive some demands from Albertan hospitals, from people to get a copy of your book?
Yes. So I should have said at the beginning that this cookbook was meant to be our gift to the community. And so we're not selling it for profit or trying to generate any revenue from it. And so we, with the support of our faculty at the University of Alberta, we were able to print about 1,000 copies of the cookbook, 300 of which have been given to AHS or Alberta Health Services to be distributed throughout the province to cancer centers. And we're hoping that that allows patients to have a hard copy. And a large part of those hard copies were also donated to donors and alumni of our faculty, many of which have already said that either they personally or somebody they know have been affected by cancer. But the most important part again of this is that we wanted it to be a gift to the community and freely accessible. So the cookbook is also available online for free to download for anybody who wishes to look through our cookbook. So people can go to era.ualberta.ca to find the cookbook and just search cookbook, and it's available there for download for free. It's also being currently, I think, through the library, we're trying to get a few copies to the Edmonton Public Library as well, so they can be taken out there. And then finally, we're working right now on trying to get it on Amazon for a minimum list price just to cover the cost of printing. And again, we wouldn't receive any profits from the sale of that cookbook. But if people did want to buy a hard copy for themselves, it will soon be available on Amazon as well.
Merci beaucoup, Anissa Harmet, diététiste et doctorante en nutrition et métabolisme à l'Université de l'Alberta. Thank you, Mrs. Harmet, for your time.
Thank you very much.